Now, from that, Kevin, to some extremely distressing news from the country's boardrooms this week.
Yeah, well, it's been a big week, of course, Jack, as you know, but there cannot have been anything more distressing for our listeners than the news that last year the chief executives of our biggest companies got their lowest average pay rise since 2011. Like a smack to the side of the head for us. The average CEO earned just over $1.7 million, a miserly rise of just 3.34% from $1.6 million the year before. The only positive in this otherwise upsetting news is that these wonderful CEOs had a 12% pay rise the year before and a 10% pay rise the year before that. So if they've been really careful, and CEOs have wisdom beyond the rest of us, which is why we're lucky to have them, they'll have squirreled a little something aside for the times like now when they have to tough it out on $1.7 million. My fear is that many Kiwi CEOs constantly shoulder-tapped to take up far greater-paying jobs offshore will now say, to hell with it, this money's ridiculous, I'm out of here, leaving the rest of us to flounder. We may not yet have to fret. I see that a remuneration expert says this low pay increase may have occurred just because many of the CEO's performance incentives hadn't yet kicked in. We can only hope and pray he's right, Jack. Sky City boss Nigel Morrison was the highest paid executive listed, no doubt a genius among geniuses, though unfortunately he's already up sticks and gone. He was paid a mere $3.7 million, but before you throw up your hands in outrage on his behalf, that was bumped up by $2.3 million in resignation entitlements. No wonder he left, Jack. You tried talking the boss into a $23 resignation entitlement when you go back to work on Monday, and you'll see why this man clearly deserves all the money he gets. He also got $363,000 worth of dividends, and suck this one in, listeners, a $96,000 annual leave payout. After all, why should you have to pay for your holidays out of your basic pay? Anyway, Nige got about $6.5 million all up. Respect, mate. Respect. Fletcher Building CEO Mark Adamson was the second highest paid executive last year. He got $4.7 million all up. Again, proof of genius. Sadly, he's also gone. Rather suddenly, in fact, after the massive budget blowout around Fletcher's building of Sky's convention centre in Auckland. The third highest paid CEO, the torchbearer for our thriving dairy industry, Fonterra chief Theo Sperrings, he was paid $4.66 million. 5% less than he got the previous year, which shows that these guys can roll with the rough times without complaint. That's why they lead, we follow. And speaking of we, listeners, just a reminder of what we earned over the same period last year. The average private sector earnings, including overtime, was $55,744, a 30th of what the average CEO of our big companies earned.
Yeah.
And I think we should be very grateful, Jack.
Now, Kevin, this is only a hunch, but I feel like you might be taking the mickey this morning.
Well, I don't know why you'd think that.
And isn't it amazing to think, what? I mean, you look at some of those salaries, and then you compare them to salaries of CEOs in America, and it's always like $150 million or something insane.
Well, of course,
like that.
Yeah, this is what they always tell us. And they say, you know, this is the suggestion that we're bloody lucky to have them.
You know what, Kevin? Revolutions were spurred by lesser equalities than we are seeing right now, don't you think?
I'll tell you what, Jack, I'll come out and say it. In all the time I worked for TVNZ, I think we would have got on fine without any CEO.
Mm. Well, I can't say anything like that. Things
have drastically changed now, of course.
Of course. Oh, no, I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Kevin.